I keep telling people, you live in a generation where people don't even know the Lord, let alone knowing thus saith the Lord. And you have a man that can tell you, thus saith the Lord. And you are still doing all these crazy and foolish things. Instead of thanking God and appreciating me for paying the price to hear from God. Because it is not cheap. It's expensive. Sometimes you're waiting on God for 8 hours, 10 hours before he tells you anything. Amen. And you think you can be, you know, getting dressed and going, and when you finish, and then if I'm saying something, then you're saying something. Stupid. Dumb. I can tell you, I don't want to come here and depress you all night telling you stories. I have so many. But I'm telling you, learn that God's thoughts are and his ways. And you know you have found it when he rubs you the wrong way. It's always contrary to your flesh. It's always irritating. That's when you know that's accurate. That's accurate. These ones that agree with you, particularly when you're upset, run for your life. There's a them. Come on, you don't want to prophesy. Demons. Now wait, that's just the introduction to the text. Watch, he says. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Are you ready? I came here for this punchline. I can only feel the rain falling on me. Watch. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud. Hey, watch. He said, just as, I haven't finished the thought. He said, what I'm about to tell you happens when rain falls. Remember, you use the natural? He said, rain falls. And you and I are in the house. You're saying, it's raining, it's storming. And you get in the bed and pull the quilt. He said, this is a good sleep. But watch. But that's not the purpose of the rain. He said, the reason rain falls is to produce seed. You see now, he said the rain falls to give seed to the sower. You and I are sitting in the house and it's storming, it's raining. And you say, well, I don't like this weather. They don't care about your feelings. But they're looking all over the earth for seed sowers. The rain is coming now. To give seed. Hallelujah. So when God is raining on us, he's trying to produce seed. Ooh, are you hearing what I'm showing you? No, you're about to see some things tonight. Watch. He says, now this is very important. He said that when the rain comes down, it doesn't return. It comes down. Now, we have convections, that's movement. We have adiabatic expansions. Heat is falling, thing expands, and it rises and forms cloud, only to come back. But it never goes back to where it came from. Amen. I'm looking at you all to see if you got spiritual insight. He He said, when God rains on anything, the rain doesn't go back. Amen. How many times has it rained on you in this sanctuary? But watch, down in, during the week, other things happen and your feelings change. And you thought the rain left. But he said when the rain came down. Oh, I'm just starting. You're about to see some things. You're carrying deposits tonight. And I've come to activate you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come to quicken what is dormant. What you are carrying, but you don't know that you have it. And I'm telling you, the rain came and will not return. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! I'm just starting. These are the things I'm talking about. You cannot read your Bible and you can get this. It has to be shown to you. Amen. God has to touch you.
Yes.
This is not mental.
Yes.
It's opened up.
Amen.
Watch now. You see what I'm telling you? I'm just starting. He says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that and but watch in our natural minds. We see the rain fall. If you're involved in farming, you say, oh, this is good rain. We're going to have a good harvest.
Amen.
Eh? Even a good planting season.
Amen.
But that's not what God says. God says, I send the rain so the earth can produce, not for us to eat, but to give seed to the sower first.
Amen.
Before we worry about those that are eating. Because if the sower don't sow,
Amen.
The eater will have nothing. If you eat your seed, there's no tomorrow. But the rain falls to give you faith to put your seed there. Whether you hear me or not, I told you I came here to activate you. I'm telling you on the authority of this altar, you have been rained on and rained on and rained on and rained on. Hallelujah. And when you put a seed down, God said, I'm raining on you so you can produce. I'm raining on you so the seed put in you will germinate. Raining on you for your faith to work, not to give you goosebumps. Raining on you for you to go out and plant some seeds for me. I want to give you seed. I want to give you seed. I'm going to give you seed. That's why I'm raining on you. Who are you listening to question what this altar is saying and doing with all the, you know, inviolable proofs in front of you? Come on. He told me to dig in. Watch. For the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return it not thither, but watered the earth. And I'm telling you, you've been watered.
Amen.
You've been watered over and over. And if you don't produce, he will have an issue. Watch. He says, and make it bring forth and bud. The earth is rained on so God can cause it to bring forth fruit and bud. So the earth can give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. But people want bread first. I learned this from Daddy Hagin years ago. He said he learned during his early years of financial difficulty. He said, when the money is not enough, that's not your answer. He said, that's your seed. When you're asking God for this amount and he gives you this amount, that amount is your seed to get to what you asked him for.
Amen.
He answers you by putting seed in your hand.
Amen.
Don't eat your seed.
Amen.
That's why you were rained on.
Amen.
So you can get seed to sow.
Amen.
Before you start talking about your breakthrough. Because if you don't sow a seed, nothing will move in this kingdom.
Amen.
Nothing. You see, the physical rain falls to cause the earth to bud and bring forth fruit.
Yes.
So it can give seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happens. And I use that Hagin's testimony to make it clear to you. Because many of you have had your seed. And you thought God made provisions for what you are praying for, but it's not enough. Well, let's just use it and we'll do the best we can. Not knowing, no, that's your seed. He gave it to you so you can sow it and it will produce the miracle that you're believing for. Watch. I said all of that to get to the punchline. God says, the same thing you see happen like it happened last night. Didn't it rain where you are? My Lord, it came down. But listen to God. He says, the same thing that just happened last night, he said, that's the way my word comes. He said, that's the way I send my word. The rain comes and never comes back. God said, that's exactly what I do with my word. You thought you shouted earlier. No, the real shout is about to happen now. He said, that's exactly what I do with my word. So what do I do with my word? I send it. And it never comes back to me. You are shouting before the punchline. Watch. He says, I send my word and it never returns to me empty-handed.
Amen.
See, you cheered the wrong thing and missed the right thing. He says, it will never return unto me void. Resurrection House, here's the punchline. God has sent word after word to you, and you haven't entered into it. And you thought the word left. That word is still with you. It's not going back to God until. Hey. hearing at 5 years old. And everywhere you've been, they're following you around. They're waiting on you. When are you going to believe? When are you going to receive? The Father sent me. I ain't going back until I give you your breakthrough. I'm not going back. How many promises you need to dust off tonight? Watch. He said to read it to you. Watch. Come on. Pick up your Bible. Look at what he says. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return. And that means if what he said hasn't happened, that word is still there. It don't matter what Satan is saying, what life is saying, what anybody is saying, that word is still there. God say he will never come back to me. He will never come. In other words, my word can never be defeated. My word can never fail. My word can never. That's why you hear me. Whatever he says to me, I put it where? In my mouth. And I keep talking about it. And I keep talking about it. And I keep talking about it. Until I walk right into it. It's not going back until it gets the job done. Hey! Yay! Do you see what I'm reading? He said, will not return to me void. I can't give my word, and it comes back to me void. It won't return. If you don't believe it, it will keep waiting on you. And one day, you come to your senses. You say, wait a minute.
Hallelujah!
What God said to me, watch. That's what I was preaching to you Sunday. That people believed God and died, but never let go of what he said. And Jesus went to hell, and when he was resurrected, he looked across the chasm of eternity and picked up people whose faith was still alive on the earth. He said, come on, boys, with me. Your word is about to happen. See? If you understand the things I'm teaching you, you won't play with your faith anymore. You will hold on to it. Even if they say you are dying, you hold on to it. Say, it will not return void. It will not come back to him void. Okay? Watch. Watch, he says. But it shall accomplish that which I please. God said, my word will do what pleases me. It will accomplish it. It will accomplish it. What does that tell you? The word didn't come to give you goosebumps. It came to get some job done. And God said he will get it done. They will accomplish what I please. So, all those things I was saying years ago, that's what I'm living. All those things, for those of you that watch me go through church crisis, I come here and I'll say everything he told me before the crisis came. I've been practicing it in front of you. And I'll keep practicing it until they put me in the box. And even while I'm in the box, my faith will be speaking. My homegoing service will be a glory blowout. It will be a glory blowout.
Beloved, are you celebrating? Are you dancing? Has your spirit been quickened by this powerful word? Wow. That the word of God will never return back to God empty-handed. Mm-mm. He says, as the rain comes down from heaven and watereth the earth and never returns. He says, so shall my word be that it goeth out of my mouth and never returns void until it gets the job done. What job? To give seed to the sower before he gives bread to the eater. That's what I said yesterday. Here it is again, front and center. But I love the clarification in this segment. That many times you are believing God for a breakthrough, particularly in the financial area. And then a provision is made, but it doesn't meet the need you are believing him for. We didn't know for years that God was putting seed into our hands. And it's when you receive that first amount, don't go to put it on a need it cannot meet. Sow it, that's your seed. And boom, that's when you will see the breakthrough. He first gives seed to the sower. So when the money is not enough, sow it. That's what will produce the big miracles. You have to know that what I'm preaching to you is what we are living. This is not something a preacher is telling you that he is not practicing. That's why Resurrection House don't raise any money. In-house, we don't hassle anyone. We take one offering on Sunday and one offering on Wednesday. That's all. We don't bring any need the ministry has to the people and then asking them to do this or that. No. We sow a seed. Even this broadcast you are watching now, it's Resurrection House All Nations paying for it. Many of you watch and get blessed, but you don't support it. But we don't hassle you. I just mention at the end, here are the facilities, and I encourage you to sow seed, but many of you don't respond. Some of you do, and we thank God for you. But the bulk of the bill or the expense is borne by resurrection of all nations. Is that seed to you? Why are we doing it? Because God told us to feed his body, the church. Whether you come to Resurrection House or not, we are feeding you. We are ministering to you. We're encouraging you. If you knew how precious it is, you will stop what you're doing and watch it. I know it's not your church broadcast, but you need to stop and watch it. Resurrection will transform you. Resurrection will heal you. Resurrection will deliver you. Resurrection, the voice, will produce massive breakthroughs in your life, particularly when you make a covenant with it. I mean, this word had me dancing in my spirit and rejoicing. And we have so much to shout about as we go through the week. I feel so blessed that God, you know, when you've been in ministry for a while, you know, most people go stale, but we are getting better by the day. The longer we are at it, the better we are getting. Stronger we are getting, more anointed, more word, wiser in every way. It's an amazing thing. The word is as fresh today as it was the very first day we started 21 years ago. Isn't that amazing? We have not focused on church growth or numbers. We have focused on the word of God being alive and the glory being in the sanctuary, working miracles and meeting needs. And God has supernaturally taken care of us. Few members. Great and mighty things. He says, you are a small, big church. We're doing things, ministries, even 4 or 5 times our size, cannot dream of. African Americans in America. Ah, this is the mighty works of God. When you make covenant with it, that's when you see what I'm telling you, that it is true. The word will not return void. The word will not return void. The word will not return void. Celebrate it. And your breakthroughs will manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.